advise your life mula wanu.
I call a wole to mula mula wanu.
But first and omu big hand, takila, upon it in gaso koloka, takila. I charge up with all of our people, you are listening to Power FM 91.3, it's all day. Double at one for you.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. Power FM News.
UNICEF statistics on child marriages in Zambia shock local NGO.
SEPA warns of looming flood insecurity as pests ravage crops in Livingston.
Al-Shabaab remains major threat to stability in Somalia and neighboring countries, UN experts warn in international news.
And in sports news, Chipolopolo head coach Moses Sichone focuses on AFCON Group A match against Comoros.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
Heavy rains have cut off Greatest Road in Rufunta. An Amco steel pipe culvert has been washed away at kilometer 87 along the Great East Road from the Kenneth Kaunda International Airport roundabout in Lusaka. And the Road Development Agency RDA Chief Communications and Corporate Affairs Manager Anthony Muloa has warned motorists against using the Great East Road in Rufunta District following damage. The agency says motorists and other road users are advised to reschedule their travel until further notice to avoid inconvenience and ensure safety. Mr. Muloa added that the RDA officers are currently on site and have started remedial works to address the situation. He added that the agency has regretted the inconvenience caused and says a detailed statement with further updates will be given later.
In a separate development, Family Development Initiatives, FDI, a Muslim faith-based organization, is deeply disturbed by the recent UNICEF revelation that nearly 1.8 million girls in Zambia are married before the age of 18. FDI team leader Sheikh Yusuf Ayami described the figures as heartbreaking and unacceptable, warning that the nation risks losing an entire generation of girls to cycles of poverty, illiteracy and inequality. He stressed that child marriage and teenage pregnancy are not the only violations of human rights, but also major barriers to Zambia's development, undermining progress in education, health and economic empowerment. Sheikh Ayami noted that with 28% of girls aged between 15 and 19 already mothers, urgent and coordinated action is needed to reverse this trend and safeguard the future of Zambia's daughters. He called for strong enforcement of child protection laws, increased investment in girls' education, and widespread community sensitization to challenge harmful norms and practices. As part of its ongoing efforts, FDI is currently implementing a number of community-based initiatives on ending unintended pregnancies, EUP, and child marriages, supported by UNICEF, UNESCO, ActionAid Zambia, and SIDA. Reaffirming FDI's commitment to grassroots empowerment, he pledged to expand programs that equip girls with life skills, reproductive health knowledge, and economic opportunities. He urged religious and traditional leaders, civil society, and government institutions to work together in creating safe, supported environments where every girl can thrive. He said the true measure of a nation's strength lies in how it nurtures and protects its children, especially its girls, who hold the key to a more just and prosperous future.
At FDI, we are currently implementing a number of projects aimed at eliminating unintended pregnancies in child marriages in partnership with UNICEF, UNESCO, and ActionAid, with support coming from SIDA. We initiate funds, programs that equip girls with skills, reproductive health knowledge, and economic opportunities. We want to take this opportunity to urge religious and traditional leaders, civil society, and government institutions to work together in creating safe, supportive environments where girls can thrive. The true measure of a nation and its strength lies in its willingness to nurture and protect its children, especially girls, who hold the key to a more just and prosperous future.
This is The Environment and People's Agency, SEPA Zambia, has raised alarm over a pest outbreak threatening food security in parts of Southern Province. SEPA says more than 500 households in Livingstone West and Nasanzu camps have had their maize fields attacked by swarms of short-horned grasshoppers, while over 100 hectares of crops have also been damaged by armyworms. The agency warns that the situation could severely affect household food security and disrupt overall food supply in the region. SEPA Chief Executive Officer Miles Moke has attributed the outbreak to climate change, saying it continues to bring uncertainty and disturbances to livelihoods. She has urged the Ministry of Agriculture to act swiftly to control the insects before they spread to other areas. Ms. Moke has also called on the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, to urgently provide relief food to affected families to prevent the situation from worsening. She emphasizes that preparedness and rapid response are critical as Zambia adapts to the impacts of climate change.
State Development and People Agency is concerned with the report that over 500 households in Livingstone West and Nansanzu camps have had their maize fields attacked by swarms of short-horned grasshoppers, while more than 100 hectares have also been affected by armyworms. This will have the impact on food security in these farmers' household and in all over food supply in the region. Climate change brings about a lot of disturbances and uncertainty in our lives. Therefore, there is need for preparedness through Ministry of Agriculture to make sure that they move in very quickly to mitigate these insects before they spread to some other places. DMMU should move in quickly with relief food so that people should not be affected beyond the limits.
Zambia is set to roll out digital identification cards by the end of 2026. Smart Zambia Institute National Coordinator Percy Chinyama says the initiative is being implemented under the Digital Zambia Acceleration Project, also known as the DZAP, which was approved by the World Bank Group in March this year. The project is supported by a $100 million grant from the International Development Association and aims to expand internet access and digitally enabled public services across the country. Mr. Chinyama says the project places strong emphasis on digital inclusion with special focus on women and girls, persons with disabilities and other vulnerable groups. He adds that Zambia made notable progress in expanding e-government services, improving efficiency, transparency and security in public service delivery. Mr. Chinyama was speaking during engagements in Washington, D.C., United States. This is according to a statement issued to Parafim News by First Secretary for Press and Public Relations at the Zambian Embassy in Washington, D.C., Charles Temple.
In international news, the Al-Shabaab extremist group continues to pose the greatest immediate threat to peace and stability in Somalia and the wider region, including neighboring Kenya, UN experts warned in a report released Wednesday. Despite ongoing military efforts by Somali and international forces to curb its activities, Al-Shabaab's ability to execute complex asymmetric attacks remains undiminished. The group, which is linked to Al-Qaeda, not only carries out deadly attacks but also maintains a sophisticated network of extortion, forced recruitment and effective propaganda. The report highlighted an attempted assassination in Somalia's president on March 18th in Mogadishu, underscoring the persistent danger posed by the group in the capital. The UN Secretary Council on Tuesday voted to extend the mandate for the African Union's peacekeeping force in Somalia until December 31st, 2026. This force, which includes 11,826 personnel, plays a key role in stabilizing the country and its ongoing threat from Al-Shabaab.
And still within international news, the head of the alliance of Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger declared Tuesday that the launch of a joint battalion must be followed by large-scale operations in the coming days in a region plagued by deadly extremism. Burkina Faso leader Captain Ibrahim Traore gave no details in his comments after being named the new head of the alliance of Sahel states, whose three military-led members withdrew from West Africa's regional bloc this year. The alliance formed in 2023. Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger are the most affected by the vast Sahel region, south of Sahara, which has become the deadliest place in the world for extremism, with armed groups linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State group.